Okay, who'd like to start?
Cheers.
I think playing to our potential for a long period of time. I think over the summer we've shown for like two sessions out of three or one and a half out of three we've played some good cricket, but in this game we've managed to keep that pressure on, whether we're bowling, you know, for the whole two-hour session. If we're batting, you know, we got greedy in the first innings. I mean, that set up the game. You get 570 in the first innings, you set up the game, and you know, scoreboard pressure taught, and we had a good as game as you can have. I think that's what the turnaround is.
Do you think the fact that we're senior players, yourself, Bell, Anderson, Ward, stepped up to the plate?
Well, it helps, doesn't it? I mean, you know, as I say, 1 to 11, you know, I thought we performed really well to a man, and you know, the guys who were slightly questioned at the beginning of this test match really delivered. Obviously it was great to see Belly back to scoring big hundreds, and it's amazing when you score, get runs on the board, how different it makes, and especially from the top order, you're not scraping, you know, in the lower order it's great when they contribute, but when you set the game up like we did in that first day, 240 for two, you know, you start getting ahead of the game and you can dictate it, and that's what we did.
Do you sense that the vultures have stopped circling around?
Well, it's been a better week for us. Certainly, we've won a game of cricket and I've scored runs. So, as I said at the beginning of the week, the criticism, of course, I wasn't scoring runs. We weren't winning. So, I don't know what people are going to say this today, but
Captain Fantastic.
Well, it's probably somewhere in the middle of everything. So, you know, it's a great week for us as an England team. For Pete Moores to get his first win, Test match win, for the guys who haven't experienced a test win before, you know, but Gaz Balancer, you know, I saw him running to the stump straight away to get one, and I kind of forgot that they hadn't experienced what it's like to win a test match, and you know, the confidence they'll get from that is great. And now what's the important thing is we back it up, that consistency in performance, which we've kind of been lacking a little bit in this summer. We take that on to Old Trafford. That's the standard we can set ourselves as a team.
Two things about you. Do you feel a weight lifted, both in terms of you've got 170 runs in the match and they won?
Well, certainly the weight is lifted from if I'd have scored 0 and 5 and we'd lost the game, certainly. As I said at Lords, my batting, I felt as if I turned a corner with it, and it was just going to be a matter of time to do it. And I was just so pleased that under that amount of pressure on that first day, I managed to deliver a score like that. And then for the lads to perform as well as that meant a lot.
And did you sense, if it was obvious, public goodwill towards you here, Alistair, personally, not just the team, but you? I think you got a standing ovation at lunch on 40-odd hours.
I know, mate. I felt it walking to the ground. Walking out to bat, you know, that sense of, yeah, it was amazing. And I said I'd never experienced that walking off 40 or not out. Gaz did make a joke saying, I doubt you'd have got that at Headingley. You can take that one or two ways. But yeah, I did feel that. And the crowd, the whole week had been fantastic for us as England side. I thought the whole week with the Gs Bowl, the groundsman, obviously Rod as well, had been brilliant.
You felt the genuine affection towards you?
I did, yeah, I did. It was slightly strange, yeah. It was a nice feeling.
Colin?
You mentioned the younger players. How important is the win for the young guys, first win?
I think very important, because they now know what it's like and what you have to do and how hard it is, actually. I know it's a comfortable win to win by 270-odd runs, but we were relentless in that game. We never let India off the hook at any stage. We put them under pressure, but it takes a lot of skill and determination to do that, and we didn't let up for one little bit in that game, and that was very impressive. And you know, now everyone knows what it's like. The challenge is, can we repeat that at Old Trafford and try and win the series?
Tim?
So do you sense that, you know, because you did well, that rubbed off on the others, that, you know, you were leading by example, the confidence that you gained and was rubbed off on the mentorship as well?
I don't know about that. I just know that the guys at the top of the order, when they set up the game, you score runs, and my job at the top of the order is to do that. And when in the past I have scored runs, you know, that normally means to rebuild a partnership at the top of the order, and then people lower down the order, get the guys who are into their second and third spells, and you can build that partnership. That's the job of the top of the order, and I haven't been doing it for a bit, and to do it this game, you know, under that pressure was great, and you know, showed how we sat the game.
Cool.
Jimmy, how difficult was it to win the disciplinary hearing out of your mind during the course of this game?
Well, it's not just been this game. It was obviously there since Trent Bridge. So it was something that I think we've done brilliantly. And the ECB have done a great job of trying to keep everything separate. So once we get to the ground, it's all about the cricket and how we're going to win a test match. And that's exactly what we did this week. I thought everyone did it brilliantly. Once we got out on the field, there was all, the only focus we had was on winning that test match.
Do you expect to be playing
out? No idea. I think this game was somewhere near it, yeah. Obviously it helps when it swings because that's my strength, but at the same time it swung at Lords and we probably didn't quite get it right as a group. I thought this week we were absolutely relentless as a four seam attack. You know, everyone bowled brilliantly. Wokes is walking out of the game without any wickets, but he bowled fantastically well, deserved some wickets, and if he bowls like that again, he will get them eventually. So it's really exciting for us that we've, you know, like Cookie said, we've set a benchmark as a team. That is our benchmark as a bowling attack. That's how good we can be, and our job now is to maintain that throughout the rest of the series. No.
John, you know that we're not allowed to comment. Yeah.
Jimmy, you must have been delighted to see a wicket that finally sort of, you know, all carried through a little bit more than the first two test matches. Do you feel that you needed something like that to make the Indians look a little bit more
vulnerable? I'm not sure. I think it didn't carry an awful amount more than any other that we've played on. I think we showed when we batted that it was a good pitch. If you got in as a batsman, you could score runs on it. A few of their guys got in and scored runs. So it's, I think we've got to take a lot of credit as bowlers for maintaining the pressure throughout. You know, we did it session after session rather than in games gone by. We've done it in periods of the game rather than maintaining it throughout a whole day.
Ali?
Alistair, touched on it outside, but how worried are you about losing the man next to you for the trap and potentially the rest of the season?
Look, we're not allowed to comment too much on it. I just hope common sense prevails, if I'm honest with you, and hopefully we'll see Jimmy at Old Trafford in his home test match.
Stephen?
I don't know. I honestly don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, I obviously want to be playing at Old Trafford. It's my home test match. But we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Dean?
Alistair, obviously this win levels the series, but in terms of the era and the regime you're trying to create, does a win like this convince you that by sticking steadfast to the plans that you're doing in the right
direction? Yeah, I do. I mean, it's a very small step. You know, the guys who have come in from not playing too much cricket this summer, like Gaz is batting at three, doing fantastically well. Root obviously at five, scoring a lot of runs. I'm going to mention Chris Wokes as well, because, you know, not to get a wicket to bowl like he did and the bowl at the paces he did with that control is great. I mean, we left people like Ben Stokes and Liam Plunkett out, who have done really well as well. So that's 13-man squad at the moment, which is fantastic. You know, you can call on six seamers. Moe's obviously will get the credit for six wickets today. His level of improvement as a bowler I haven't seen in such a short space of time. You know, he doesn't bowl that much at Worcester when he's bowling behind Ajmal for quite a lot, and you know, to adjust from bowling in county cricket to be able to do a holding role a little bit in international cricket, the lengths you have to bowl, the lines, the speeds, and he's learned really well. And then when he got on a wicket which did spin a bit, he proved he's an attacking option as well. So that's great, and hopefully as a side, that's the blueprint where the cricket we can play. It's a challenge now to be as consistent as we can.
In your own mind, obviously there were a lot of questions about your captaincy and whether or not you were doing the right things. Until you get a win, was there a little bit of doubt there whether or not it was the win?
Yeah, I mean, until you do get a win, yeah. But it's only one win, and we'll enjoy this feeling, because someone told me it's 353 days or something, since it's quite a long time, and very long time, and we'll enjoy that, and we'll come back to Old Trafford, and we'll always look to improve as players, but if we can maintain that standard for 4.5 days, we'll do well.
Last couple?
A couple of days ago, Stuart Broad said that, you know, the captain setting of joy is critical. Is that, did he have a similar conversation with you, and if so, what effect did it have?
No, he didn't have the same conversation. I think Brodie enjoyed the first 2 days here because he didn't have to bowl so much. He hadn't bowled 60 overs the week before, and then was backing out straight away, I think. And he fired, and he bowled in probably slightly shorter spells. And I think you saw the difference. His pace is at 85, and when he hits that pace, he's, you know, no one wants to face him. So he bowled incredibly well, as did all the other guys.
Last one, Andy.
You mentioned bowling.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably new for Mo, suddenly experiencing something like that. I don't think it was effective because he got 6 or 60 and still had the same smile, and I didn't notice any difference from
were you aware of it developing on the day that he was wearing
the No, only at the end of the day. About, you know, I knew he was wearing them, but I didn't realise about the impact it was having.
Okay, thank you, Art.
Thank you.
No.